Nolte, poll shows voters personally reject Joe Biden's economy, miss Donald Trump's. By John Nolte on March 21, 2024. A plurality of 49% of voters say President Joe Biden's policies have personally hurt them. On the flip side, a plurality of 46% of voters say former President Donald Trump's policies personally helped them. Rasmussen Reports asked 1,149 likely voters the following. Are his fraudulency, Joe Biden's economic policies better or worse than President Trump's economic policies? The results are pretty devastating for Hunter's dad. A plurality of 48% said Biden's economic policies are worse, while only 37% said better. 12% said, there is not much difference. On this same question, Biden won only 43% of black voters who said better, while 36% of black voters said Biden's economic policies are worse than Trump's. That number should be closer to 80-20 in Biden's favor. Even 26% of Democrats agreed that Biden's economic policies are worse than Trump's. The real wipeout comes from younger voters aged 18 to 39. Only 28% prefer Biden's economic policies, compared to 47% who chose Trump. On the question of whether old Yeller's policies have helped or hurt you personally, 49% said Biden's policies have personally hurt them. Only 28% said they helped. On this question, Biden is even upside down with black voters. Only 33% of black voters said Biden's policies personally helped them, while 41% said they hurt them. Among the 18 to 39 group, only 19% said Biden's policies personally helped them, while 48% said his policies have personally hurt them. Moving on to Trump. A plurality of 46% said Trump's policies personally helped them, while only 34% said they hurt. Trump even won this question with black voters. A plurality of 43% of black voters said it helped, while only 33% said it hurt. Among the 18 to 39 crowd, 45% said Trump's policies personally helped them, while only 30% say hurt. This is the danger zone for Biden, the issue of personally helping or hurting. Certainly, there are plenty of idiots in the country who will allow their votes to be swayed by cable news and the latest lie from the far-left New York Times. But for most people, their vote is a personal thing. And as you can see in this poll, even with the unprecedented disruption of the pandemic, the nostalgia for the good economic times under Trump is very real. CNN, MSNBC, The Washington Post, Los Angeles Times, New York Times, and NBC cannot lie enough to wish away the brutal energy and food prices we've been hit with under Biden's terrible economic policies. Billions of dollars in bloodbath propaganda cannot make normal people forget our southern border is now wide open to illegal aliens who commit violent crimes, drive down wages, compete for scarce housing, and increase demand for goods that are already much more expensive than they were when Trump left office. Get a free autographed book plate if you purchase John Nolte's debut novel, Borrowed Time, Bombardier Books. Borrowed Time soothes my aching heart in many ways. It made me think about the things that really matter in life and the things that don't. It made me think about true love, about finding one person to spend your life with, something that has always eluded me. And it made me think about death, about why we need to believe there is a hereafter because, without it, life becomes unbearable. Sasha Stone, Free Thinking Through the Fourth Turning. After your purchase, email jmnald@hotmail.com with your address and any personalization requests.